Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 4:30 in the morning London time on Friday the 6th of February. There is still volatility in selected financial markets. UK, European and Japanese equity markets are still positive year to date, but US equity markets have underperformed. This means that the economic impact overall is rather less dramatic than the headlines of the financial media might suggest. The volatility of precious metals has been over too short a period for economists to get significantly concerned about wealth effects. Crypto is not an asset in an economic sense and is only held by a tiny share of the global population. The result is that despite the noise, the collective behaviour of consumers is very unlikely to change in response to the events of the past couple of days. Today, we were supposed to get the US employment report. We are not going to get the US employment report because the inability of the US government to keep functioning earlier this week has delayed its release until next Wednesday. This is something of a shame because understanding the US labour market is one of the key risks around understanding the economic outlook of the United States. Keeping fear of unemployment low is necessary to allow US consumers to cut their savings rate. US consumers cutting their savings rate is necessary to pay for the tariffs without having to cut consumption. Keeping the US consumer consuming is important. Overall, the US labour market does not appear to be in too bad a position, and the behaviour of US consumers revealed through indicators like credit card spending rather supports that idea. There have been some areas of weakness in some data reports, but generally the quality of this data, as with the job openings numbers yesterday, is too poor to be really depended upon. We'll just have to wait for next Wednesday with a certain amount of eager anticipation. The Bank of England decision yesterday was, as expected, divided. The Bank of England thrives on debate, and it's never really gone in for the carefully managed pieces of theatre that have traditionally marked the US FOMC policy decisions, far less the opaque decision-making process of the European Central Bank. Nonetheless, the clearly finely balanced vote and the conviction of lower inflation in the future have raised expectations of interest rate cuts, and two or three cuts seems likely in the UK. UK inflation will become more accurate in its measurement in the coming months because of some technical changes, and this combined with the reversal of some temporary distortions should create a situation where inflation is clearly supportive of policy accommodation. We'll be hearing from Bank of England Chief Economist Pill later today. Ahead, we also have German trade data for December, which is worth a glance. Global trade, excluding the United States, is going perfectly well, and Germany is no exception to these global trends. Yesterday's German factory orders data again beat expectations and inevitably was revised stronger. This is giving the appearance of an economy that should comfortably manage a trend-like rate of growth this year and very possibly exceed it. The United States is offering Michigan consumer sentiment data. The main use of that is revealing the extraordinary distortions that are being created by extreme US political polarization. US consumer credit data is also scheduled, but the US consumer has been maintaining spending power by saving less rather than by borrowing more. And the trend of these figures on credit has been a very, very modest upside bias, which is consistent with the overall moderate income growth. That's all for today. Have a good day.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.